こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、パリソルボンヌ大学の研究で、就職の面接を得るために企業に写真付きの履歴書を送る場合、胸のラインが開いた V ネックの服を着ている女性は、丸首の服を着ている女性よりも面接の機会を得る確率が増えることが分かりました。実験では職歴や能力がほぼ同じで見た目も似ている女性2人に3年間かけて、それぞれ200社の営業と経理のポジションに応募してもらいました。100社には V ネックの服を着た写真、あとの100社には丸首の服を着た写真を送りました。その結果、 V ネックの服を着た場合、丸首の服に比べ営業で5倍、経理で4倍の確率で面接の機会を得ることができていました。研究チームは、営業職に関しては見た目や服装が仕事に関わるので予想していたが、経理でも見た目に左右されていることに驚いたとしています。
According to a study by Paris Sorbonne University, women who submitted headshots with their resume in which they wore a V-neck and showed cleavage had a higher acceptance rate for job interviews than women who wore a more modest, round-necked shirt. In the study, two similar-looking women with nearly identical resumes spent 3 years submitting applications for interviews in sales and management positions. For the headshots sent to 100 of the companies,The women wore a deep V-neck, and for the other 100 companies, they wore a round-necked shirt. At the end of the study, they found that acceptance rates were 5 times higher for sales and 4 times higher for management positions for the resume which had a headshot showing cleavage than the modest one. The research team expected that appearance and clothing would be a factor for sales, but were quite surprised by the influence it had on recruiting.For management positions.
そう、マネジメントじゃなくてアカウンティングかな。
Oh, okay.
Yeah. なんか V ネックって言っても、そんななんかおっぱいがめっちゃ見えてるみたいな過激なものっていうわけじゃなくて、まあちょっとセクシーな感じでやったらしいんだけど、この200社。
What was the bust of these?
知らないよ。
Isn't that important though?
まあね、わかんない。でも一応。重要なのは、この200社のうち 75% の人事担当が男性だったんだって。だからまあワークしたっていうことだと思うんだけど、まああとその面接の機会がもらえるっていうことであって、別に仕事がもらえたわけじゃないんだけど、まあでも面接さえいければさ、まああとは自分のね、スピーチ能力なりアピール次第でどうにでもなるから。
Right. If they had carried it through, I'm sure that the hiring rates probably would have been higher as well.
そう、5倍ってすごいよね。
Yeah. Yeah.
ちょっととかじゃない。かなり違うね。
Yeah, that's a greater factor than probably, you know, the ranking of the university on their resume、
yeah.
or their score on, you know,、ね、some standardized test or...
そう。でこれはフランスの調査だから、フランスって履歴書に写真をつけるのが結構多いんだって、
うん、
でヨーロッパの国ので多分写真を要求する、企業側が写真を要求するのは違法みたいになってるとこって何個かあると思うんだけど、
うん、
日本は逆に履歴書は絶対写真つけないといけないよね、確か。
Right, but isn't theI mean, what's the attire or the dress code here?
日本は大体だから新卒の人だったらリクルートスーツ着て写真撮って。
So no one's going deep V-neck.
と思うよ。まあボタンをどれぐらい開けるかとかもよるかもしれないけどね、ワイシャツだから。
But you can't go crazy, right?
No, no, no.
There's no way.
まあ私は日本の会社で働いたことないから写真を出したことがないんだよね。
うん。
履歴書のフォーマットがないじゃん、日本みたいに。だからペラ1でもうワードで作って出すから、別にそこに写真を貼る場所をつけなければ自分が写真は別に出さなくていいんだけど、だって顔写真を見る意味ってないよね。なんかアメリカとかイギリスの会社だと顔写真をつけるなっていうじゃん、逆に。なんかその 確かにペライチで全部自分の経歴書こうとすると結構詰め詰めになるから、写真であの大事な貴重なスペースが取られちゃうみたいな。
Well, if you're, let's say you're running a store and you want to have, you know, to what extent are you permitted to select salespeople based on their appearance?
Like, right.
If you can have models in advertising,
あ、まあ、モデルとかはね、さすがにさ、ポートフォリオとかで自分の写真持ってかないといけないけど。
But, you know, we're just using a different word. We're still hiring people based on their appearance.
Right. But that's the main quality that they have for models.
Well, right. And it's not
main
completely,
it's, only.
But it's not completely absent from the sales process.
そうね。だから営業はまだわかるとしても、経理なんてさ、だって、だいたい、まあ、インハウスだの場合はだけど、自分の社内にずっといるだけだからさ、
う
ん、社内の中で見た目がいい方がいいっていうこと。
Well, you know, certain industries are notorious for that kind of hiring, like law firms, for example. If you're hiring a secretary,
ah, right, right, right. まあ、あと受付とかもね、受付嬢はちょっと綺麗なお姉さんの方がいいとかさ。
Yeah, supposedly, you know, these guys will have a girl come in and have them spin around 360 degrees. And,
What?
Yeah, stuff like that.
That's so weird.
You know, and they justify it like, you know, everything goes more smoothly if I'm surrounded, you know, if we're all beautiful people or something. You know, they have this.
Okay. 不思議だね。
Yeah, or at least there's that stereotype.
Hmm. 5倍だって。だから。
But how do you, you know, draw the line there? Is there a law or a line to be drawn? You know, how come certain agencies can hire based purely on appearance, and then in some industries we just decide like, no, that you can't even let that be a factor.
まあだから写真をつけちゃダメ、写真を要求しちゃダメってなったのは、多分あの人種差別とかがあるからだと思うんだけど、またフランスとかは住所を変えちゃダメ、住所を要求しちゃダメっていうのがあるんだよね。なんかどの辺に住んでる人は階級がどうとか、そういうのでこう差別されちゃう場合があるからっていう。でもなんか正直別にこれは悪いことではない。っていうかさ、だってもう human nature じゃん、無意識に選んじゃうってことでしょ。そのあちょっとなんかセクシーっぽい子の方が好印象を与えちゃうっていうことでしょ、その人事部の男性に。それはなんかもうダメですっていうようなことでもないよね。だから防ぎたいんだったらもうみんな写真 NG ってことにするしかないけど、それもなんか
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah. じゃあモデルはみたいになっちゃうもんね、確かに。
How aboutYou know, there's always something to pick at with the images that corporations use to sort of represent their brand. It's like, how come there's no black people? And then, you know, so now they'll have all these images where it's really intentionally diverse. You'll have the black guy, you'll have an Asian, you'll have a Mexican dude, and you'll have a woman in there. It's just kind of like,Let's make sure we cover all our bases. So, and so now it's just like, you know, is this, is that what we wanted?
あの、
right?
航空会社のセーフティーのビデオがすごい顕著じゃない？アメリカのとかだと、もう全部の人種がちょっとずつ出てきて、男女ともに同じくらいの比率とか。
Yeah.
Yeah. まあ難しいよね。なんかこうダイバースになっていくと、まあ、確かに自分の人種だけ全然こういうものに出てこないとかなるとさ、それはなんか疎外感を感じるだろうし、
Yeah, five times higher acceptance rate.
Yeah.
Same person.
Yeah.
Just
same person, same face, same hair, same everything.
Same qualifications, and all they did was wear a different shirt.
Yeah.
And the acceptance rate went up.
だからまあ日本は新卒の子はちょっとこれはあまり関係ないかもしれないけど、あの転職する場合とかはね。
Yeah, or if you're getting a job in France.
Yeah, そうだね。Yeah, wear V-neck.
For sure, go with the V-neck.
次、 UCLA 法学部のシンクタンク Williams Institute の研究で、アメリカで人口の 0.6% にあたる140万人の人々が自分をトランスジェンダーだと認識していることが分かりました。アメリカではこれまでトランスジェンダーが軍隊に入ることを禁止していましたが、先週トランスジェンダーへの差別をやめると発表しました。研究チームは以下のように述べています。どちらの性別のトイレに入るのかという問題や差別など様々な問題に関する法律を議論する際に、トランスジェンダーの人が実際に何人いるのかを含め、どういった影響があるのか、きちんとしたデータを元にするべきです。
A study by the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law has found that 0.6% of Americans, or 1,400,000 people, identify as transgender. While previously the U.S. has prohibited transgenders from serving in the military, action is now being taken to eliminate discrimination against transgenders. The researchers stated the following regarding the study.Policy debates on access to bathrooms, discrimination, and a host of other issues should rely on the best available data to assess potential impacts, including how many people may be affected.
So, なんかマイノリティって言われてきたけれども、まあ実際にアメリカだけで、まあだいたい140万人ぐらいはいるっていう。
Well, it's still a minority. But...
Right.But, まあ、意外となんか州によっては10万人以上とかいるとこもあったりして、まあ、もちろん多い場所と少ない州とかもあるんだけど、まずこういうふうに多分ちゃんと数字で出したことがなかったんじゃない、これまで。だから日本とかね、まだそのトイレどうするみたいな話題にまではなってないからさ、みんなどうしてるのかなと思うけど。
Well, a lot of bathrooms here are sort of, what do you call it? Dual gender? Genderless?
Right, そうね、レストランとかね、男女兼用みたいなとこいっぱいあるから、まあ、それだと困らないからいいよね。別に考える必要もないというか。
Yeah, and there's a lot of stalls, so...
確かに。
I mean, if you're a transgender and you identify as...A female, then I think you could go into the female.
別に誰に怒られるってこともないと思う。
I mean, would people notice? Maybe.
まあ人によるかもね。見てわかる人とわかんない人がいるだろうからさ。でも別に、まあこうなんか声を上げて絶対にダメですとかって言ってる人がいるような印象はないけどね。まああと前言ったじゃん。私さ、そのレズビアンパーティー。なんか女の子が好きな女の子が行くパーティーに行った時に、そこにトランスジェンダーの人がいて、だからその子は男の子なんだけど性転換して女の子になってる、で普通に女の子としてそのレズビアンパーティーに来てるわけなんだけど、で自分でもそれを公言していて、別にそれを問題視する人ももちろんいないし、あそうなんだって感じで別になんてこともないっていうかね。そうそう、だからまあどうなんだろうね、あんまりこう、まあ、テレビとか
I don't notice a whole lot going on with transgenders aside from the internet, you know. I'm not really meeting any transgenders or going to like
lesbian parties
or transgender parties or,
right,
so I don't really know what they're up to orIf there's a movement or what it all means.
そうだね。なんかこう、まあこれを見ても60代以上よりは若者の方が多いっていう感じなんだけど、まあそれをオープンに言えるか言えないかっていうのももちろんあると思うから、実際どうかっていうことよりもね。
Can you be a transgender without being open about it or without doing anything?
Yeah, for sure.だってほら結婚してる人とかもいるじゃない、で後から自分であやっぱり自分トランスジェンダーだって気づくみたいなさ、でそれをだって行動に移せるか否かは、
What's the technical like strict definition of a transgender? Like what?
It's like your gender identity and your physical
your birth gender.
Yeah, birth gender don't match.
So you're the opposite gender.
Right.
But aren't more and more people saying that they're fluid or they're in the middle or they're transgender, but they don't identify as either?
Yeah, the thing is, I think there are gender fluid people, and then there are like not so fluid transgenders. So it's all spectrum, right? So, だから、なんだろう、芸能人で言うとゲンキングみたいな感じで、男の子と女の子の間みたいな。だから今日はヒール履きたい。でも明日はもうちょっと男の子っぽい格好したい。Ruby Rose もそうだけど、なんかこう別に決まってないみたいな人もいるし、いやもう男の子の体で生まれたけど、自分は絶対に女性だと思ってる。そこはぶれない人もいるし、もうなんかいろんな種類がいるわけよね。Ruby Rose もなんか、最初は自分は男だから、まあ、女の子として生まれたけど男だからもう性転換手術とかもいろいろしたいって思ったらしいんだけど、成長するにつれて、あ、なんかそういうことでもないかもってなって、あ、自分はジェンダーフルイッドなんだ、
right.
ってことで落ち着いたみたいなこと言ってたけど、
I think that's the most realistic perspective though, right? Isn't gender not necessarily, you know,
well, I mean,
100% one way or the other? Isn't it a weirdLike your gender identity, not your physical gender, obviously. But how you... We tend to categorize ourselves one way or the other just because of the way that our language is and how polarized right. our culture is. But it's not a digital thing.
Yeah, but I mean... Right? Yeah, but I understand the fluidity part, but then at the same time, like, I never felt... I've never felt like, oh, maybe I'm...more like a guy. Like, do you know what I mean?
But you don't have to be more like a guy. It's just, you know, as far as like masculine personalities or behaviors, you know, some guys are more metro.
Right.
Some guys are more feminine.
Right, right.
Especially in Japan.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, I think that indicates that it is a spectrum.
Yeah. Because. Yeah, it is.It is.
Right.
For sure. But I think...
I don't know if we should necessarily force the idea of identifying with one gender or another. Do you know what I mean?
I guess so. ただその、今の法のシステムとかだとどうしてもね、戸籍とか、まあアメリカだとソーシャルセキュリティとか、で男か女かっていうのはまあ決めなきゃいけない。オーストラリアではあったよね、そのどっちでもないっていうのを、もう認めますっていう、なんか中間みたいな、別にこう男か女か法的に決めなくてもいいっていうのがあったけど、今多分便宜上決めなきゃいけないことになっちゃってるから、そうするとやっぱり悩む、どっちなんだろう、どっちにしとけばいいかなって悩む人がいると思うし。
Is there any comment on transgenderism from a religious standpoint that you know of?
I've no idea. だからすごく難しいのはさ、
How far back does it go? Transgenderism or... Because homosexuality obviously goes back thousands and thousands、
right.
of years. But I don't really know like, who、the first transgender was or anything like that.
ね。そう、どうなってんだろうね。キリスト教とかはだって、その、同性愛はダメじゃない?だけど、例えばそのレズビアンパーティーに来てた子は、体は男の子だけど女の子になって、で女の子が好きだから、そういう意味ではゲイじゃなくてヘテロなわけであって、それもダメなのかとか、
right.
どうなんだろうね。
Well, not all cultures have been that way. That's mostly, you know, stemming from like Abrahamic religions and stuff, right?
Right.
Because I think some indigenous cultures had some pretty homosexual behaviors as,
right, right,
as
right,
part
right.
of like...
Papua New Guinea とかね。
Yeah, like rites of passage.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that scientists were doing treatments with electrotherapy in an effort to cure...homosexuality.
Yeah.
Like, you're gay, but we can fix this.
Yeah.
We'll shoot electricity through your brain repeatedly until you want to have sex with women.
Again. Yeah. もう反省してほしいよね。それ考えついた人は。
But even today, they have these huge events where they do, like, pray the gay away.
Oh God.
You know, where all these guys show up in their whitey tidies and they like hold hands. It's like a bunch of dudes holding hands and they all sing together, you know, pray the gay away, pray the gay away, you know,
oh
and it's
God.
Like this really gay thing that they're doing. It's pretty bizarre, but they think like, you know, you can sort of, it's like exorcism or something.
Right.
Right.
Mm. 不思議だよね。まあ、日本はだから結構テレビとかにも出てたりとかして、ただそれがちょっとノベルティみたいな感じで捉えられてるから、実際にこう自分の家族とか、あの自分の身近にいた時どうなのかっていうのはちょっと分かんないんだけど。
Right. Yeah, that's always been a weird element in Japanese.
そうなんだよ、ね、
entertainment shows.
そうね、まあ、外国人とかもそういう扱いじゃん、こう単なるノベルティ、right. だからなんか、あ、面白い、もう画面で見るだけならいいけど、自分の隣には住んでほしくないとかさ、そういうこともあるじゃん。
You know, whatever aspect of that person is different is the reason why they're on the show and subsequently becomes the entire focus.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're black, so let's, you know, make this about how you're black somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうなんだよね。まあ、まあ島国だからしょうがないといえばしょうがないんだけどね、もうなんかそういう、まあ村の人みたいな感じじゃん、
But,
全部が。
You know, that's what people are curious about too. You know, so.
Yeah. そうそう、だからうわー外人だーみたいな。次。シティ大学ロンドンのチームがメールや出会い系サイトのプロフィールなど人間が書いたものを見て嘘を見抜くアルゴリズムを作ることに成功しました。このアルゴリズムは数万件のメールを分析し、嘘をついている人は私は、私が、私のなど自分を示す認証代名詞をあまり使わない傾向にあり、一方素晴らしい、ひどいなど形容詞を多く使うことが分かりました。また文章をつなげて長くしたり、相手の文章の構造に似せるなどの傾向も見られました。人間が嘘を見抜ける確率は 54% ですが、このアルゴリズムは 70% の確率で嘘を見抜きます。このアルゴリズムはフィッシングや詐欺のメールなどを自動的に仕分けるために開発されました。
A research team at City University in London have developed an algorithm that can effectively determine if someone is lying just by analyzing something they have written, for example, in emails or dating site profiles. The algorithm analyzed tens of thousands of emails and determined that people who lie tend to avoid using personal pronouns like I, me, or mine, and use more adjectives like brilliant and sublime.They also found that people tended to create run-on sentences and in some cases mimic the sentence construction of the person they are communicating with. While a human being can identify lying with an accuracy of 54%, the algorithm was 70% accurate in identifying lies. The algorithm was developed in order to be able to sort out phishing and fraud emails from legitimate ones.
So...だって 70% ってすごいよね。
うん。
あのなんかミシガン大学で別のコンピューターを使って同じように裁判所で証言とかを聞いて嘘を見抜くみたいなのをやったら、それも 70% くらいでだいたいわかるらしいよ。
うん。
人の嘘 70% は見抜けないよね、さすがに。
うん。What is this?Percentage mean exactly? So if you're identifying lying with an accuracy of 54%, then you're basically guessing.
Yeah.
Right.
そうだから、この研究チームはもう人間っていうのは嘘を見抜くスキルがあんまない、あんまり上手じゃないって言ってた。Mm. まあだからほら振り込め詐欺とか、あのまあフィッシング詐欺とかいろいろなものに結構みんなが引っかかっちゃうわけじゃん。だから。Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
そう。でも面白いなって思ったのは、この形容詞を無駄に多く使うっていう嘘ついてる人は、なんかあんまりこう意味のない形容詞をいっぱい使うって書いてあって、一瞬でドナルド・トランプを思い出した。
I knew you were gonna say that, actually.
絶対そうじゃない?
yeah.
形容詞をめちゃくちゃ多用するじゃん彼は。
Yeah.
いやなんか amazing, great, good とかを連発して結局あんまり何も言ってないみたいな。
They're all really basic.
そう本当に10歳みたいな単語。うん。だから英語あんまり分かんない人でも、彼のスピーチぐらいなら何言ってるか分かりそうっていうレベルじゃん。
Well, he's not saying anything though, so it's not good.
そうだね。
It's not a good.
お手本にはならない。Yeah.
Yeah.
そうそう。
You know they had those polygraphs. I guess they still have polygraphs. Where they.
嘘発見器。
They put that little thing on your finger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then this needle is like going shh, shh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for some reason, you're in some dark room with the trick mirror. And, you know, that's a totally different way of looking at lying. Because it's not looking at the substance of what you're saying at all.
Mm.
It's not considering any of, you know, your use of pronouns or your use of adjectives or anything.
Yep.
It's just going totally based on your physiological response.
Mm.
So it's interesting that now another lie detector has been developed, but it's a completely different angle than the old lie detector.
そうだね。あの、その古い方というか従来の嘘発見器は結構その訓練すれば すり抜けられる人もいるっていうもんね。
うん。
だからまあこれはどこれも練習すればできるかも。だからもうプロナウン使いまくるとか。
Yeah, if you knew that you were going to be analyzed by this thing,
yeah,
then you could modify your language, I think. Although, if you were speaking in real time, I think it would be difficult to sort of navigate your way out of sounding like a liar.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you lie? Nowadays, like now that you're,
I don't feel like I have like anything to lie about.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Like, when's the last time I lied to someone?
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I don't.
ないよね、あんまり。なんか若い時の方がもっと子供の時とかね、なんか宿題やってない理由とか。
Yeah.
あのなんかわかんない塾に遅刻したわけとか。でも大人になってくるとあんまり嘘つく機会がないよ、ないんだけど。
Well, I think part of it is how open you are about things.
そうだね、だから人にもよるだろうね。大人になってもすごいいっぱい嘘ついてる人はいるんだ
ろうけど。 Yeah, so if you're comfortable talking about, you know, what sort of program you have for your pubic hair,
yeah,
and you know, there's not a lot of territory left to try to defend.
そうだね。
Right?
そうだね。何十万人に自分の、あの、下の毛の話しちゃうくらいだもんね。
Yeah.
今さら嘘ついたってしょうがない。
Yeah. But, you know, I think a lot of people do speak around things. You know, you see it all the time in television. People are lying all the time on TV, in the media. Because they have certain interests, they have certain vested interests that they don't necessarily want the public to know about. You know, certain sponsors. So, you know, if they talk about what they were really going to talk about, they would get in trouble. So they kind of have to dance around it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's most of the lying that we see.
Just そうだね、確かに。
Just like advertising. It's a lot of lying
in
advertising, for sure.
そうだね。まあ、嘘、直接的な嘘っていうよりはそういうごまかし的なね、のは結構あるかもね、大人の間でも。
Yeah.
True.
Also, if you have a boss, you know,
that
creates more situations where you might feel pressured to say something to avoid getting in trouble.
Yeah, I well, not for that, but I used to, なんか何回か前も言ったかもしれないけど、半年に 1,2 回ぐらいこう起きた瞬間に、あ、もう今日会社行けないみたいな日があって、あ、もう今日は絶対に無理、もう絶対行かないぞみたいな。そういう時はもうさ、嘘つくしかない。それはだって正直に言えないじゃん。だからもうそれは頭が痛いんでとかなんか嘘ついてたけど。
You know, I think marketing is already onto this stuff in some way. This thing where you know, people who are lying tend to avoid personal pronouns, like I, me, or mine. I think there's a lot of slogans and a general approach in advertising to make things more personal, right? And they use these pronouns. And, you know, how have you noticed that recently? There's more, there's a lot of attention to, like, the person who's reading the ad.
Right.
You know?
Right, right, right.
And I think that personal angle helps hide
the shenanigans. Yeah,
you know, like McDonald's is like, I'm loving it. It's kind of a warm, fuzzy,
right.
Like, you know, it's personal.
確かに。 You know,
let's get to those little heartstrings. Yeah. On Friday, the UN Human Rights Council passed a resolution condemning any government that intentionally disrupts internet access for its people. The governments of Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa and India opposed the resolution. According to data from Access Now, an advocate of online freedoms, there were over 15 internet shutdowns in 2015, and there have been more than 20 so far this year. Executive Director of Human Rights Group Article 19, Thomas Hudges, stated to the press that the resolution was a much-needed response and that basic human rights principles are being disregarded to impose greater controls over the information we see and share online.
国連人権理事会は先週金曜日、国民へのインターネットへのアクセスを各国政府が故意に遮断することを人権侵害として非難する決議案を可決しました。ロシア、中国、サウジアラビア、南アフリカ、インドの政府がこれに反対しています。オンライン権利団体アクセスナウによると、2015年には15回以上の政府によるインターネット遮断が行われ、今年はすでに20回を超えています。人権団体 Article 19のディレクタートーマス・ヒューズ氏はメディアに対し、今回の決議案は必要不可欠であり、ネットの情報をコントロールしようとすることで基本的人権が無視されていると述べました。
Yep.
この堂々と反対している政府もいるわけだもんね。
Pretty obvious.
そうだね。わかりやすい。
I wonder why.
あんまりこう驚かない面々ですけども。
Yeah.
インターネットへのアクセスを政府が遮断するっていうのは本当にすごい事態だよね。そう、日本に住んでるとさすがにそれはないからさ、あんまりどういうことなのかわからないけど、感覚的には。
Yeah, preventing people from communicating with each other is some creepy,
ね、恐ろしいよね。
Totalitarian bullshit for sure. But it's still happening, and you know there have been more.Internet shutdowns this year than ever.
Right.
That'll probably continue to go up for a while.
まあだからどっかでこう、ただこれは別にあれだよね、法的な抑止力があるわけではないんだよね。ただこう非難しますよっていうことだよね。国連として。
Yeah. Yeah, it's non-binding. So there's kind of no consequences if you do shut down your internet, but it will be recognized as a human rights violation. And maybe somewhere down the road, people responsible for that might, I don't know, get less support somehow.
Right.
Or jailed.
Yeah. 人権侵害。まあ人権侵害だよね。と私も思うけど。ネットにつながんないってことだもんね。だってすごいよね。
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important to recognize the difference. They're not really the difference between this and saying that having internet is a basic human right. That's not what they're saying.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah. Although it's close to saying that. Right.
Like, まあ。Taking it away ってことでしょ? When people already have it. Right. Yeah.
First world problems, I guess. I mean, we didn't even have internet not that long ago.
Yeah.
Right? Just a couple decades.
まあでもいろんな企業がさ、アフリカとか、そのあんまりお金がない地域にも、あのすごく安 安いか無料でインターネットを提供できるようにしようって言って頑張ってるわけじゃん、衛星を打ち上げたりとかして、うん、それを政府が取り上げるっていうのはちょっとやっぱりおかしいよね、
うん、
そのみんなが頑張ってるのにさ、それを無にするっていう、
yeah. In Algeria, people were cheating on their tests using social media.
Okay.
So the Algerian government shut down the internet.
Eh?
Well, they shut down social media, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah, they blocked it for everyone.
まずその経済持ち込みを禁止とかにすればいいのにね、そんな大々的なことにしなくても。
Well, they wanted to be sure.
どんだけ sure になりたいんだよ。
Yeah, shutting down social media just because. I mean, how bad was the cheating?
ね、どれだけ。
I mean, China is not even doing that, and we know that they've had real problems with cheating on tests in China.
Right.
You know, people keep inventing amazing shit.
Yeah.
To cheat.
Yeah. だからその社会的な仕組みにも問題があるよね。そこまでしてチートしないといけないぐらいのモチベーションがあるっていうことじゃん、みんなに。
Mm.
だからその。まあ、韓国とか日本とかインドとかでもそうだけど、なんかこのテストに受かる受からないで人生が全部決まっちゃうみたいな、それぐらいの重荷を一つのテストに課すことによってやっぱりみんなやりたくなっちゃう。
Also, the problem is that the validation comes in a form where you can cheat. How about we evaluate people in a way so they can't cheat?
そうだね、
right?
本当はね、それが理想なんだけど。
You shouldn't really have this multiple choice thing where people are just tweeting out a bunch of letters.
Yeah. また塾の先生がね、なんかこう事前に、
yeah.
回答かなんかを回してたみたいなとかもあるもんね。
So in India and Bahrain, I think that's how you say that, maybe.
Bahrain.
They shut down the mobile internet. They shut down mobile internet access during protests. You know, they didn't want people to be tweeting out a bunch of pictures and getting even more people to come protest. And
でもそれをやるとさ、余計悪化しそうだけどね、結果的に見ると。
Well, then we have a new thing to protest about.
Yeah, そうだよね。
This will bring more people to our cause.
ね、全然収束されなさそう。
Yeah.
なんか政府がこれをやったぞみたいな、余計火に油。
うん。
Weird.
Supposedly we're going to have global internet cheap. I mean, there's so many companies that are working towards that now. Whether it's Google and their their blimps or whatever they're doing now, and Musk is sending up a bunch of small satellites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだよね。なんかこう情報を持ってると思ってないでやっぱり全然違うからね。
Yeah. I mean,
その差は本当に激しい。
Can you even remember pre-internet?
No.
Where did information come from?
ね、本当だよね。
Like asking my dad, and then he's trying to remember it from when he went to high school, like
a million years ago. 子供の時はお父さんが言うことが全てだと思ってたもん。お父さんが全部正しくて何でも知ってる。
Yeah. It's kind of sad, like my dad will say something and I might Google it to check later.
Yeah. And it's complete bullshit. Like that happens, right?
It does. Like, it can happen, yeah.
いかにこう適当に答えてるかっていうね、お父さんが実は。それがもう分かっちゃう。だから本当にお父さん、親が言うことが全て、学校の先生が言うことが全てとか、政府が言うことが全てってなっちゃうとやっぱり怖いよ。
It's not just information.But it's perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's how you feel.
Yeah.
The way you interpret things.
Mm-hmm.
Culture itself is being disseminated through the internet now. So you can grow up in a house that is like really extreme, you know, right wing or whatever, or religious or whatever it is. And then you can find other people on the internet that think in a way that aligns with, you know, your suspicions about reality.
So, ne.
But then, you know, you also have this weird thing where anything can be confirmed as well.
Right.
It's like, I think the earth is flat. Let me check online. Oh, there's a whole society dedicated to this, and they have all this evidence.
Right.
We're in. You know, so there's also a greater need than ever before for us to be able to parse information and like figure out, okay, this is true, this isn't true. Let me go to Snopes. Let me go to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Let me go, you know.
まさに ISIS のリクルーティングとかそうだもんね。
Yeah.
なんかそれを信じるのか信じないのかっていうのはもう個人に委ねられちゃうから。
Yeah. I don't know what the flow chart is between logging onto the internet and joining ISIS. Like, what series of blogs or websites could you possibly see that would take you off in that direction?
I have no idea, but... だからこう調べていくうちにそっちに行っちゃうんだろうね。だから そのあんまりこうさ、コーランについてとかさ、こうイスラム教についてとかを深く深くまでアラビア語とかで調べらんないじゃん私は、
うん、
だからそういうところにたまたま全然たどり着かなくてすごく遠くに感じるっていうだけで。
But you know, then again is it any crazier than these 新宗教 or any crazier than Scientology? Like, these religions are active in recruiting tons of people right now.
Yeah.
And there's some of them are so bizarre. Like, all the Scientology thing, it's so bizarre. But people are joining and believing, and these are not, these are not people that are super different from us. This is Tom fucking Cruise, you know, all these guys, Will Smith or whoever. These people are...
やっぱりこの入り口が...
isn't that just as alarming?
Yeah. I mean,
as joining ISIS? Not, I mean, maybe not just as alarming, but in terms of just the
like human
the
psychology
limit
part?
Case for credulity.
Yeah. まあやっぱり入り口が結構みんな普通っていうのが大きいよね。入り口は絶対に過激じゃないんだもんだって。
Mm.
その最初の導入部分はすごくまともなことを言ってんだよね、大体。もうみんなが同意するようなこと。Mm. あ、
right.
そりゃそうだね。だから、なんていうの、もう、人から盗んじゃいけませんとかなんかわかんないけど、
yeah.
あとこういうふうにしたら幸せになれるよとか、本当にもう無害な、普遍的なことを言ってて、あ、mm. そうかもしれないってもう、誰でも思うようなこと。そこからだんだんこう、
There's just this
違う方向に。
Little... Yeah, you bring him in with all the...How did they? There's like an expression for this, but basically, it's like, you know, it's Scientology is probably 90% truth,
right?
Because all religions contain a lot of truth.
Yeah. It's
right?
basically self-help,
and that's
so...
kind of how they like get you into the.
そうなの。
でしかも、it's like here, well, this is true. Yes, yes.
過激なところにもこう急激に行くわけじゃないからね。こう。徐々にだから自分でも分かんないうちに。
Right. That's why when you pull something out of deep Scientology, you know, about the aliens landing or something,
そうだ、急にそこだけ
then people
聞くとね、
are like, whoa.
そう。
You know, and if someone just tells you that as the first thing, right? So you're like, whoa, how do people believe this?
Yeah.
But if they had time with you and could run you through the whole Scientology hypnosis, you know, look how pretty our building is thing.You know, would you like some tea or whatever, however they do it. You know, it's like you walk into a car dealership.
Right.
You know, can they sell you the car? Maybe you shouldn't buy this car, but if they can sell it to you, you know, they're going to tell you all these things that are true about the car and not show you, you know, the bad aspects.
Right.
You find that out later once you're already driving the thing.
Yeah. だからそのオウム真理教とかの時も高学歴の人が多かったし、今回の日本人がたくさん殺されちゃったISISの、まああれ本当にISISなのか、ISISだったんだっけ結局。
Which?
なんかさ乗っかってるやつと乗っかってないやつがあるからよくわかんないけど。あでも they had the pictures of the suspects, so I guess it was ISIS.
Which attack are you talking about?
The one where many Japanese people and Italians were killed.
Oh, Bangladesh?
Yeah, Bangladesh. あれも犯人グループは結構な高学歴で、まあ、富裕層の出身だったみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
だから、その…
Well, we were talking about this, just the recruiting of people overseas and how they don't need to check with, you know, HQ.Before they do stuff,
right.
there is, it's decentralizing, right?
そうなんだよね。
The trick is to not believe anything.
Yeah,
Yeah. Why?
Agnostic. Like, that's the easiest, too. So, no, like, overvalued beliefs, overvalued ideas, とか?
Mm-hmm.
なんか疲れるじゃん。
Well, what, one thing that I've been thinking about is just the language that we use. And we use the term terrorism, right? But what is that? Yeah. Terrorism? That's such an obvious 1984, like, fear-mongering term.
Yeah.
What we should really be using, what we should really do is call it what it is.
Right.
And what it is ideologically motivated mass murder.
Right.
That's the term that I would suggest. Because that's what it is. And, you know, if we don't change how we look at this thing, then we're always going to be like, oh, they're cowards, oh, they're evil, oh, you know, we need to get rid of them all. Or, but it's really an edge phenomenon within ideology. It's sort of a weird human, it's a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Right? It's like people believing in UFOs or something.
Yeah.
Right? That's the kind of phenomenon that it is, I think.
Right. Yeah, it's still kind of... I mean, it's easier to understand when people who are, like, really struggling, like, they don't have a job, and they're surrounded by ISIS, and, you know, they need to get by, so they just join to get paid. Whereas, you know, in Bangladesh, these kids were rich, you know, their families, like, totally normal. And, like, no one could really tell that they were going to do this kind of stuff. But then they do it.
You can join to get paid, but, you know, how much do you have to get paid to blow yourself up? Right?
Like, yeah.
At some point, you know, it's real. Like, you believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah, human psychology is quite strange. The next story is quite weird, too.
Yeah, it's a good. In a new study published in Current Biology, subjects were conditioned to see the color red when looking at a picture of black and white stripes. The experiment involved using the data from an fMRI machine to make the brain aware of its own activity in a process known as neurofeedback. In the study, subjects were asked to lie in the machine and then stabilize their brain activity when shown an image of black and white stripes. They were then given a score and also paid according to how well they did. The subjects performed this exercise 500 times. What they didn't know is that the score was higher when the fMRI machine registered higher levels of red brain activity. As a result, after the training, when subjects were asked what color the image of black and white lines was, most of them responded that it had a reddish tint. Lead researcher Takeo Watanabe believes that the technology may be useful for treating neurological and psychological disorders in the near future. For example, by providing feedback, encouraging less depressive brain states, or less activity in certain areas of the brain.
学会誌 Current Biology に掲載された研究で、実際には白と黒のストライプ模様を見ているにもかかわらず、赤い色が見えるようになる試みが行われました。実験では被験者に fMRI の機械に入ってもらい、白黒のストライプを見ている時の脳波を測定します。何の説明もないまま毎回得点が伝えられ、点数が高いほどより多くのお金がもらえます。被験者には知らせていませんでしたが、赤い色を見た時の脳波が高く出れば出るほど得点が上がる仕組みです。これを500回繰り返すと、最終的にはほとんどの被験者が白黒のストライプは少し赤みがかっていると答えました。研究を率いた渡辺武雄教授は、将来的には神経疾患や精神疾患の治療にこうした技術が役立つとしており、例えば脳のうつ状態を軽減したり、脳の一部の活動を抑制したりなどが考えられます。面白いね。だから被験者は意識的には分かってないってことだよね、
うん、
何も。ただ脳は毎回ちょっと赤っぽいとこ活動させると お金がもらえるっていう報酬系を理解して、
right.
500回やると、
well, the subject isn't aware of what the experiment is doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, the subject is extremely aware of their own brain state because they're consciously trying to stabilize it, right?
Oh, they are. Okay.
They're, yeah, because they're told to stabilize your brain state, right?
So they were looking at the...
The stripes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they
Wait, how
to...
do you stabilize your brain activity
so,
on purpose?
So they actually asked these people, how, what did you do to try to stabilize your brain during the experiment? One guy said that he imagined a zebra. And as long as he looked at this zebra in his mind and just kind of tried not to wander away,
right,
he could stabilize his brain state. So okay. like when you think about things, when you, that's going to cause fluctuation, right?
Right. だからもう一個のものずっとだからいろんなことを考えないってことでしょ?
Right. Well, it's, this person did it with an animal. Someone else said that they imagined a gymnastics routine that they, because they were a gymnast.
Ah, okay.
So they had this gymnastics routine, so they would just focus as if they were and pretend they were going through the gymnastic routine.
Yeah.
And that would stabilize their brain state. Right. It doesn't really matter how they did it.
Okay. Right.
In terms of producing this red tint effect.
Right. This is so weird.
It is really weird, but yeah. Yeah.
だからその
They're just strengthening the pathways. The connections in the brain are being reinforced.
Right.
By this score, the feedback to the person is through the scoring.
Right.
You know, not how much red there was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. だから脳と自分が自分であると思ってるこの意識の部分がもう分離しちゃってるようなもんだもんね。
Yeah.
不思議だよね。
Well, so much of our mind is actually subconscious.
We're, yeah.
we're, you're like barely there.
ね。
You're really barely there. Like everything you're doing in real time, it's so like automatic. It's so impulsive. It's so subconscious.
こういうのがあるとさ、そりゃあさ、痩せようと思ってんのに痩せれないとかさ、食べたくないのに食べちゃうとかさ、なんかこれやんな、宿題やんなきゃと思ってんのにネット見ちゃうとかも、そりゃそうだよね。だって全然脳、
right.
をコントロールできてないんだもん。
You can go on a diet and you can just like, you're like a backseat driver. You're like in、
yeah.
the backseat and you're just watching yourself eat this like, I don't know, pudding or whatever.、
Yeah.
And you're just watching yourself eat it and it's like,、there's only like a fourth left. Fuck it. you know? And you、
yeah.
can just, it's a weird...sort of relationship that you have with yourself, if that makes sense.
このだから報酬系 reward system ってすごい面白いよね。
Here's the creepy thing about all this. The reason why they can't, the reason why it needs to be a trick is because the human ego is very resistant to change. The human ego is very resistant to being reprogrammed. It will get in the way of whatever it is you're trying to do. And so, for example, for a depressed person, you can tell them, like, okay, we're measuring your brain, like, just have happier thoughts. But you can tell a depressed person, think happy thoughts, and then their brain will have the tendency to recall negative memories outside of their control.
Right, right.
So you can tell a depressed person, oh, like, oh, just cheer up, but that's not
yeah.
how it's...
いや無理だよね。
Oh,
できたらみんなやってるよって感じ。
Right. So you have to sneak around that guy and trick the brain.
Right. そうだ、そっか。だからこう目的は言えないってことだよね。この精神疾患の治療だとしても、なんでここに今 MFRI に入ってるかとかは言わない方がうまくいくって
ことだよね。Because you're going to be lying there with this machine on your head. It's like, oh my god, what has my life come to? I've completely fallen apart. Like,
yeah.
now I'm in a fucking machine and they're doing some experiment to try to cheer me up.
Yeah.
Like, this is really the end.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can interpret these situations.
あんまりがやっぱそう意味ないと思うよね。そうやってこう患者に言うことについて、私は一回も言われなかったもん。治療してる間、そのお医者さんとかにもっとなんか楽しいこと考えてとか、だそんな言われてもさ、できないからこうなってるわけで。
Yeah, like
こうなってるからできない。
I was at the dentist like was it last week, and I don't really like having dental.Work done.
Okay.
Because I had a cavity and they had to like drill part of my.
Oof.
I don't know. It was nasty, but you know, but it was taking so long to like set up to like actually get at the to start doing the stuff that hurts, right? So I'm just like sitting there in anticipation, and it's like gradually becoming more intense. And then I realized that was happening. I'm like, wait a second. Let me just chill out for a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me just chill out. It's like, why is this like, why do we do this? You know?
そうなんだよね。
I'm fine.
あの、脱毛とかもそうだよ。Like, なんか、次バチって来るって思ってると、その痛みよりも、その事前の恐怖の方が大きい場合が多いんだよね。
Right. Yeah.
だから、自ら、自分で自分を苦しめてるみたいな、より恐怖と痛みを増幅させてるみたいな。
Mm-hmm. But if I was truly, you know, some Zen dude, I'd just be like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that? I guess that's what we just want to have more control that way.
だからなんかダイビングとか素潜りとかもそうだよね。全部もう頭の問題っていうか、実際に危ないか危なくないかとかっていうことよりも。だから苦しい苦しくないっていうことよりも自分の脳がどう思っちゃってるかによって結果が全然違っちゃうみたいな。And that's so weird.
Yeah. Because if you're like free diving, then it's kind of the self-fulfilling like if you worry about fucking up, well now you're already fucking up.
Yeah.
And now you have a problem.
So,
and I think a lot of things are like that. It's like choking in sports. You know, some dude, it's like the clock's about to run out and he tries to shoot a three-pointer or something.
Mm.
Or he, you know, the free throw or like PK in soccer. It's like, you know, it's the World Cup or something and you have to kick this ball in and, you know... Don't worry, just the entire fucking planet is watching.
Yeah.
Right? And you can choke. It's like this weird just slip in that that control that you have. And it's not that you're not competent. It's totally
で、そのネガティブな方に流れる方が簡単じゃん。
Yeah.
それが不思議だよね。全然自分の得意にならないのに。
It's a slope.
So,
and somehow chilling out and happiness for a lot of people is uphill. And so the momentum is like kind of downwards a little bit. So,
だからもともとそういうすごいピースフルな人もいるのかもしれないけど、私は確実にそうじゃないから、それを自分ではアチーブしてきたわけじゃん。あ、その、
Aren't you skeptical sometimes? You meet someone that's really happy and cheerful. It's like, where is it though? Like, where is all the... Is this like a Jekyll and Hyde thing? Is this person for real?
It depends. I mean, I used to feel that way when I had a lot of anger myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I don't have it, really, like, then it's... I don't really feel that way because I don't have it, really.
Do you not speculate about it as much, too?
Yeah, that's it, I guess. なんか、だから若い時とかはこう人の悪口言わない、だから先生の悪口絶対言わない子とかは、なんか信用できないみたいな。え、本当にそう思ってんのみたいな。思ったけど、今大人になったら、まあそれが本当にない人もいるからな、みたいな。だからそういうことにエネルギーを使いたくないっていうのも選択肢としてはあるんだ。
Can you do the, pink elephant challenge?
What's that?
So if I tell you, don't imagine a pink elephant.
It's already like I see it.
You see it
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I totally see it right now.
But that's what we're talking about, you know.
I can't unsee it.
It's this
I
principle.
I still see it.
Wasn't it like it's like Confucius or something. You know, like never name evil directly because it will develop tools to defend itself. You know, that's the thing. You can say like don't imagine the pink don't picture a pink elephant, and then you've already named the evil.
そうだね。
You know, so it's in now.
今ちょうなんかこれ聞いてる人はどうだろうね。今ピンクの像を思い浮かべないでください。絶対にピンクの像を思い浮かべちゃダメだよっていう。
There's thousands of pink elephants.
思い浮かべちゃったかなみんな。どうかな。
Yeah.
そうでも今ちょうど私今週にだからダイビング行こうとしてて、友達がすごく悪い体験をしたことがあるのね、ダイビングで。で、しかもそれが結構何年も前で、それが初めてだった。だからライセンス取りに行った時に、もうすごく劣悪なところで取ってしまって、なんかセクハラもされたし、なんかすごい早く泳がされて、もう息切れしてパニック状態みたいになっちゃって、なのにインストラクターが一回も振り返ってくれなくて、もう置いていかれちゃうみたいな。なんかもう信じがたいじゃん。どこのダイブショップ行ったんだよみたいな。でももう一回リベンジしたいって言ってじゃあ一緒に行こうって言ってるんだけど
Different place
Yeah for sure Oh my god でもなんかこうすごくやっぱり心配なんだよね彼女はまあ当たり前なんだけど、でなんか大丈夫かなでもしできなかったらこうしようかとかなんかやっぱりトラウマがあるからとか何回も言うからねそれをだからあんまりこう考えすぎると本当にできなくなっちゃうからだからトラウマがあるってこう ずっと自分で言っちゃう言葉にして言うことによってそれが本当になっちゃうだからせっかくこうもう一回やろうって思ったんだったらあんまりこう考えすぎない方がいいと思うよっていうのは言ってるんだけどだからまあ彼女は事前にプールで練習して行くっていうことにしたんだけどねだから
Well I hope it's okay
Yeah, I hope so too. I'm sure she's okay. なんか海も大好きだし。
All you have to do though to have real problems is freak out.
そうなの。
That's all it takes.
本当そう。
That's all
it takes. 特にダイビングなんてそうじゃん。
Yeah, it's all.
もう freak out したら終わり。
You're on the bottom of the ocean.
そう。
Freak out later.
Yeah, そうそうそう。Just enjoy. You know, just relax and enjoy. Everything is going to be okay. So I've been telling her like, おばあちゃんとか子供もやってるぐらいだから、もう絶対大丈夫みたいな。もう本当気持ちの問題だからすごい最悪な経験したけどもうあれはもうなかったことにしようみたいななんかあれのせいで全部が影響受けちゃうのもったいない
Yeah, but it's like, it's tough because once she's actually down there you know, it's like, okay, don't freak out but then it's like a balance thing you're on a balance ball or something
Yeah
You know, can I ride this? Am I gonna fall over? Like,
yeah.
No, I'm okay No, I'm okay
Yeah, it's exactly like the pink elephant thing, you know? Like, don't think about the last time. Don't think about the last time. And then you're thinking about it, right? So,
But I feel like she's not even diving yet and she's already freaking out.
I know. No, she's like really excited, but sometimes like she gets... もう引きずられちゃうんだよね、それに。だから...
It can get slippery.
そうなの。本当にその人間のさ、yeah, この坂道ってさ、人間の進化において何のプラスがあってこれがまだ残っちゃってるのかっていう不思議じゃない
？Well, I think we've built up to something at this point. People build up to something, right? Rather than like there was a merit to people who don't have that attribute.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like why do people have shitty eyesight?Glasses aren't helping. I think people have been sort of assisted and haven't been like you kind of put yourself in a potential freak out situation recreationally, right? This is what's happening. It's a recreational circumstance.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you said she has trauma too, right? So.
Well, I mean, she just keeps saying that. Like, yeah, I mean, you can think that.It's about labels, right? Like, you can think of it as just a one-time very bad experience, or you can say that you have a trauma, like psychological trauma. Like,
but she's going with the word trauma.
Yeah. まあ、あと日本語だからね、こう結構軽くトラウマっていう言葉は日本語だと結構軽い感じでみんな使うじゃん。だからなんかあマジトラウマになったわみたいな、だからそういう感じで使ってるのかもしれないんだけど、
I see.
なんかこう逆効果になりそうでちょっとそこだけ心配。
You know this, the fact that at the end of the study and months after the study even that they saw that these subjects saw this red tint.
Right?
Huh?
Really?
Yeah, they checked on them a few months after the experiment and they still saw the red tint.
だからその報酬が忘れられないんだね、脳は。
Yeah,
like, give me more like, money, like.
Yeah, the, how much do we want money?
Yeah,
we're willing to change the way our eyes function for money.
Yeah,
or at least that's what happens.
脳は報酬がすごく好きだよね。だからその AV とかそういうのもそうじゃん。そういう reward system が壊れちゃうって言うけど。That's like so weird. 自分のことなのに。
Well, here's what.This reminds me of is just the fact that we understand now that reality as we experience it isn't real in the way that we thought it was.
Right.
Like colors, smells, sounds, the way that we experience these things isn't real. It's not something that necessarily an alien could relate to or even many other organisms relate to. It's a humanmammalian experience basically.
Right.
And there's a lot of variation to this within, you know, different species that we've looked at. So the reason why the brain can do this is because it's doing all of it. The brain is creating all of these things. We don't know what the universe looks like if you're not human.
Right.
We don't know. We can have datathat represents some kind of experience, but we don't know, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that, I think that's one of the most shocking things that, like, it's, that is very easy to forget. That somehow the whole experience is...being generated by the brain itself.
でもだからさ、痩せたいのにアイス食べちゃったとか言って、そっからさらに脳から罪悪感が生み出されたりするわけじゃん。でもその間ずっと脳は、いや、それは別に自分の意思の問題じゃないんだろうなって分かってるわけじゃん。だってなんでそれを食べちゃったか脳は分かってるわけだから。
いや。
それがシュガーアディクションなのか、ストレスからなのか、何にしろね。なのにその罪悪感っていうものを同じ期間を通して作り上げてそれを教えてくれないっていうのは結構ひどいよね。
Well, you know the free will thing that we discussed before where people did mindfulness meditation.
Yeah.
And then they were more aware of their subconscious mind. I think part of one way that you can really improve your quality of life is byimproving your awareness of your subconscious mind.
Right.
Because now you're going to have more control over situations like, should I eat this biscuit? Or should I, you know, these impulsive things that we do and sometimes regret. We have more awareness of that actual process.
I think that actually took a lot of part in my own recovery. Because I think I used to be like a control freak.Of myself, like because I thought that I could control myself, like completely. So, だからこう例えば夜寝れないとかそれもすごいストレス、自分のせいと思うからストレスになるし、まあ何でもそうだよね。だからそう痩せたいのに食べちゃうとか、何でもかんでもなんかあなんでできないんだろうみたいな全部自分のせいにしてどんどんストレスが溜まっていくとか。So.だからすごい疲れてたらこんなのできなくて当たり前だよとか、もうすごい傷つけられたらこんな風に悲しくなって当たり前っていうのを全部なんかなんでこうなっちゃうんだろう自分、yeah. みたいな感じですごいこう自分を責める
yeah,
だからそれが積み重なっていくとやっぱりおかしくなるよね、だってそれは真実ではないから。だからその人に対しても同じように自分のことを
Well, I think depression is a breakdown of that in some weird way.
Yeah, for sure. だからそのコントロールできないことを無理やりスティアしようとする。
Because it fluctuates a lot, and we are not super aware of it. But, you know, your ability to stay on a diet fluctuates. I think your awareness of your subconscious mind fluctuates. Well, I don't know what's causing it to fluctuate.
Yeah.
But I think certain experiences that you have can mess with that, and your hormonal things can mess with that. And certainly it seems like depression messes with that.
Yeah.
Where you kind of feel like you don't have it's not necessarily like a willpower thing, but it's like, why can't I do what I think I can do?
そうそう。Right? だからその度合いってやっぱり人によると思うけど、私はそれをこう自分をコントロールできるはずという幻想に取りつかれがち。だから、で、そうやって無駄に自分のコントロール外のことで自分を責める癖がついてるから、
yeah.
その自分を客観的に見て、じゃあね、この150何センチ40何キロの状態でアイス1個食べたからって、そういう人を見た時になんでアイス食べてんのあんたって思うかって言ったら思わないわけじゃん。いや別にいいじゃん、アイスぐらい食べればみたいな。とか、あとこの間会った人はその、まあ、この間話を聞いた人はすごく好きな人がいて婚約してたんだけど、なんかこう暴力振るわれたみたいな。でそれに気づけなかった自分が悪いみたいな感じ、すごい自分を責めてるんだけど、実際じゃあさ、殴られた人に対して気づかなかったあんたが悪いんだよって他人に言うかって言ったら、そんなこと思わないわけじゃない。だからみんなこう非常に自分に対しては厳しいっていうか。
Yeah.
だからそれをやめるとちょっとやっぱり楽にはなるよね。
It's a really gradual thing, I think. This your self-control, your own awareness, kind of, it's built up gradually, and when your expectations from it kind of separate from it, it causes like this weird feedback loop of like guilting, feeling bad about what you're not doing, and then that feeding into whatever is making it so you can't do things.
Yeah. そうだね。
Yeah. But, ね、you know, whatever you did or whatever people do, I mean, there's a process to get、yeah. out of that thing. I think
そうそうそう
the main thing for people that are depressed is to realize this is a process. You're on a road.
そう。
You're not going to just wake up tomorrow
yeah, you and can't snap out of it.
It's going to be over.
そう、パチンって指鳴らしてもう一瞬で、yeah. 抜け出るっていうのは無理だから。
And the more that you try to force yourself to do that, you're just kind of...wasting your energy and
そう、まあ、あとだから自分がどういう癖があるのかっていうのさえ認識すれば、その癖がいきなりはなくならないけど、あ、またやってるみたいな感じで気づくことができる。だからそれの繰り返しだけどね、私なんかは。
Brains are fucking weird.
I know. だから特に私多分自分の脳がすごいアドレナリンが好きっていうか、アドレナリンに依存してるんだよね。だから一回アドレナリンが出始めるともうそれを止められないから寝れなくなっちゃうとか、だからそれもだからああもう今その状態になってるなって理解すれば、羊を数えるなりなんなりしてちょっとだから落ち着かせるとかできるけど、
yeah. It's weird to think of the brain in physical terms, like it has all these little tubes that go to it, and like there's electrical wiring and
Yeah.
There's all these different parts, and it's divided into two halves, and they're kind of communicating with each other, and they all have specialized roles. It's almost like an office up there or something.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
And nobody really understands it, but
I mean, it's like inside me. I don't know. It's like, yeah.And oftentimes it just doesn't help me at all.
Well, supposedly the human brain is more complex than the observable universe. Whatever that's supposed to do for us. See, NASA's Juno spacecraft has successfully entered the orbit of Jupiter after a 2.8 billion kilometer voyage that took 5 years.Jupiter is a gas giant consisting of primarily hydrogen and helium, and is the most massive planet in our solar system, with a volume more than 1,300 times greater than Earth. It also has a powerful magnetosphere and at least 67 moons. Juno will orbit Jupiter across the poles and investigate the internal composition of the planet, which should tell us about the planet's history and the formation of the solar system itself. Specifically, it will measure the water content of the atmosphere, thickness and composition of the clouds, as well as Jupiter's gravity and radiation belts, and perhaps gain some information on its core. Juno is a $1.1 billion spacecraft measuring 3.5 meters by 3.5 meters across. It generates 500 watts of power from a solar array to power 29 sensors and 9 instruments. Juno will be in orbit for 18 months and come within 4,200 kilometers of the surface before its planned termination on February 20, 2018, at which point it will plunge into Jupiter's violent swirling clouds.
NASA の木星探査機ジュノーが28億キロを移動する5年間の旅を終え、木星の軌道に入りました。木星は地球の1300倍の体積を持ち、私たちの太陽系の中で一番大きい惑星で、水素とヘリウムを主とするガス惑星です。また強い磁気圏を持っているため、木星には67個の月があります。ジュノーは木星の両極を回り、構成物を調査することで、木星の歴史や太陽系の形成自体について探ります。大気中の水分を分析し、雲の分厚さや構成を調べるほか、木星の重力や放射線帯、可能であれば木星の核部分についても調査します。ジュノーは11億ドルをかけて作られた探査機で、大きさは 3.5 メートル×3.5 メートルです。太陽電池から500ワットの電気を作り出し、29個のセンサーと9個の機械の動力にしています。ジュノーは木星の軌道上に2018年2月20日までの18ヶ月間とどまる予定で、その間に木星の地表4200キロ圏内まで近づき、その際には木星の激しく渦巻く雲の中に入ります。28億キロ。すごいね、うん、なんかもういつものことだけど数字が大きすぎて何にも分かんないよね。
Yeah.
どういうこと
Well, the speeds as well. The speed、right. that this thing's traveling at.
ね、たった5年で28億キロ進んじゃうんだもんね。
It's a pretty amazing accomplishment、to get this thing there、I guess it took 5 years of planningAnd then it took 5 years of flying through space.
Right.
And now it's there.
For 18 months.
Yep, for 18 months. I don't know if you've seen any of the older pictures of Jupiter, but Jupiter is a really interesting thing, planet, in our solar system. Basically, the idea is if we can figure out where Jupiter started...well, if we can figure out the composition of Jupiter beneath the clouds on its surface, then, including its water content, then we'll have a better idea of where it started、in the solar system.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of competing、theories about how the solar system actually formed.、Like, why are there these giant spheres going around in a circle? Like, what is this?
Right.なんかよくさ木星があるから地球はやっていけてるみたいな言わない?
Yeah, they, well, yeah.
なんか木星がなければもう地球は全然違うことになってるって。
Well, there's the idea that, you know, a lot of things would be hitting Earth if Jupiter wasn't there. Jupiter is so massive. I mean, Jupiter weighs like 2.5 times more than all of the other planets put together.
Wow.
It's huge.
It is huge.
And what's one thing that's really crazy about Jupiter is, you know, that it has the big red or the great red spot. Do you know what that is?
No.
So on Jupiter, a bit south of the equator, there's this red huge red spot.
Okay.
And this red spot is a storm. And this storm has been going around Jupiter since at least the 17th century. Because
what?
Astronomers in the 17th century actually recorded that this storm was there on Jupiter.
Okay.
This storm is so huge that people could see it from Earth using
Whoa.
A cheap, not cheap, but an old, simple telescope
right.
in the 17th century. And the storm is still going today.
Wow.
And the storm is so huge that if Earth fell into that storm, like, no one would even notice, probably. Like, it's huge.
Wow.
It's a huge storm. Yeah, so, I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff going on with
Jupiter. Why is it red? What is it made of? Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
Isn't it? It's like hydrogen fluid, I think.
Okay.
Supposedly, there's a lot of metallic hydrogen fluid whipping around this thing, and it's producing a magnetic field that's more than 20 times stronger than Earth's.
Okay.
Or 20,000 times stronger than Earth's.
20,000 times.
Yeah, the magnetic field of Jupiter is completely out of control. So that's why they have aurora on the poles of Jupiter.
Okay.
And the auroras are so bright and crazy that we can take pictures of it, like, from Earth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's actually pictures of it.
Okay.
Of aurora on top of Jupiter.
Is Juno already sending back pictures and stuff, or?
Not yet.
Okay.
It just got there.
Okay.
And they had to have the instruments turned off for some reason.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it was, but.
I see.
But we will get pictures probably in a month or two.
Wow.
And they're going to
be exciting.
They're going to be really crazy for sure.
Yeah. どんななんだろうね。どんな感じなのかな。
We think Jupiter is almost all gas.
Right.
Some people think that the entire thing is gas, so you could just like go through it.
Right.
Theoretically.
それやだな。なんかあってほしい。Solid な何かが。
But isn't it weird that there's just this gas thing just in a
yeah.
sphere, just moving around?
That's just like.
But most scientists at NASA think that it has a core.
Right.
But the core is very small. Like
okay.
way deep in there. There's like this
okay.
tiny core.
It's like it can be smaller than Earth?
I don't know if it's smaller than Earth, but relative to Jupiter, it's very small.
Oh,
the
okay,
core.
okay.
And everything else is just
gas.
The atmosphere.
Okay.
Of that planet.
Huh.
Think about it that way.
It's so weird.
It's weird, right? The atmosphere is huge. It goes on for so... It goes so high up into the sky.
Wait, like, so the storm, the red storm is in the gas? Like, not really on the surface?
Yes.
Huh.
And it's been there for hundreds of years. And because the planet is almost completely made of gas, the equator rotates faster than the poles do. So Earth, the whole planet, it rotates at the same speed, right?
Yeah.
Because it's solid.
Yeah.
But Jupiter's gas. So the planet is rotating, but none of the planet is rotating at the same rate. Exactly.
Oh, you mean the gas part?
Well, it's almost all gas.
Right.
When you look at it. So when you see, and it's spinning really fast. Like one day on Jupiter is like less than 10 hours.
Oh.
And it's huge. So it's just spinning like crazy.
Wow.
Right? Because it's made of gas, around the equator is moving faster than at the poles. So what the planet looks like is like blending.
Ah.
In a weird way.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. That's so weird. I'm imagining something that's like end of world-ish.
It's really scary. It's really scary. Jupiter is really scary. Like if you like drove past it, you would just shit your pants. This thing just looks like
yeah.
It's got to be so intimidating. It's just
right.
covered in storms and electromagnetic activity. The radiation is, the magnetic fields are so strong that they had to contain the instruments in special radiation proof like containers on Juno.
Right.
Otherwise it would just be fried by, just by getting close to Jupiter, it would just get fried. Because it's like an EMP or something.
That's fun. すごいね、でも。あの、NASA のツイートリツイートしたけど、なんか、イエーイっていう、あの、いつもの喜びの瞬間のビデオ。
And you can see Jupiter outside all the time.
Right, right.
It's fairly easy to... It's the brightest thing after Sirius. So you have the sun, the moon, and then Sirius...And then Jupiter, I think. So, and it's Jupiter colored even to your eyes. Like you can almost tell, like if you look at it through binoculars, you can tell that it's not a star easily.
Oh yeah. I've only seen it with my own eyes. So it kind of looks like just a very bright star.
I looked at it through my...grandpa's telescope and I could see the weather, like you can see the bands going across the middle.
Oh,
just through like a not even that powerful a telescope you can see it.
Cool.
It's actually the observation of Jupiter's moons was one of the reasons why Copernicus's argument for a heliocentricSolar system was validated.
Okay.
Because if moons can go around Jupiter, then it proves that not everything is going around the Earth
the way
they thought it was.
Right, right.
And they spotted that fairly early on.
Oh, okay.
Like Galileo saw the moons.
そんだけ大きいってことだよね、だから要は。
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. 写真楽しみだね、とりあえず。
They have a video from the approach.
Okay.
And it's the first time we've gotten video of moons going around a planet that's not Earth.
Right.
So you can actually watch the video and you can see the real moons going around Jupiter as Juno flies closer.
That's pretty crazy. Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Anything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. At the end of this year...The clock is gonna, so around New Year's, right before New Year's, the end of this year, it's gonna be 11:59 p.m. And then it's gonna be 11:59 minutes and 59 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, usually it's the New Year.
Yeah.
But this year, it's gonna be 11:59 seconds, and then it's going to go 11:59:60 seconds, and then it's going to be the new year. So we have one extra second this year.
Oh, 1秒多いの?
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's one of these leap year things. They have to adjust.
うるう年みたいなやつ。
Yeah.
じゃあ普通に自分の時計見て3、2、1って言ったらずれちゃうってこと?3, 2,
no, here's,
1,
you go, yeah, 3, 2, 1,
Happy New Year! そっか。
Yeah.
そっか。ちょっとカウントダウンの仕方変えないといけないね、じゃあ。
So there's this website, I forget who made it, or I don't know who made it, and it's called spendyourleapsecondhere.com.
Okay.
And I just saw it in some comment, and I went there, and it shows you a 1 second long video.
Oh. And it's, what?
Cat? It's just like a random video for 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's like, okay.
Is it like a total random video? Like every time you go, it's different? Or?
I don't know if it's totally random. It seemed random to me. I forget what it was they even showed me. They just showed me someone like...It was like some historical moment where like someone accepted an award or I don't know. It was I was kind of like, okay. But it's like if you feel like just kind of getting this extra second out of your way out of your system,
yeah,
you can just go like waste that extra
right.
second, like, in a really deliberate way.
That's so weird. 変なの。面白いね、yeah. でも。まだちょっとニューエアのこと考えるには早い。
Yeah. And that's kind of a weird astronomical thing too.
Right, right, right. Yeah. そうだね。Weird stuff.
Supposedly the Akihabara VR event for virtual porn.
The one that I went?
I don't know if it was the one that you went to. Well, didn't they have one recently that was cancelled? Because
that's the one I went.
They cancelled that one?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because there were so many, too many people, right?
Oh, I didn't hear, I don't remember you saying that they...
Well, because I was able to get in because I went during the media time.
I see.
And then, メディアの時間が2時までとかだったのかな?で、その後に一般公開だったんだけど、だからうちらが出た時、もう本当にディズニーランド状態ですごい並んでて、絶対入れない。うん。だって絶対無理だもん。
But that became like international news. It's like,
oh my god.
It was like everywhere. It's like,
oh, really?
Japan has to shut down VR porn exhibit because of too many people.
Yeah.多分そこまで予測してなかったのかなっていう感じだった、うん、あの部屋がちっちゃかったからねで、
yeah.
あのでもネットで告知してたから
But I saw that I was like oh no like this always happens to Japan
yeah.
like this kind of thing always happens
日本にニュースになると言ったらそういう話題ばかりみたいなね
yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy way too many people for such a small roomだって列見たときにえこれだって今日じゃ終わんないよねと思ったもん
because、
every person has to try right you can't just like walk around and leave without、yeah. trying it because what's the point
and some people take longer than others
yeah and you have to like take off your shoes go onto the mattress like and、
Is、
you wear this thing
you and... only take off your shoes
yes
okay
yeah yes Of course.
Okay.
But yeah, it takes time,、mm. you know? Like, undo your shoes and, you know.
You know, they could just do that TSA body scan and then upload your naked body into the VR porn.
Why do you want to do that?
I don't know. Like, if they wanted to make that experience even more...
Realistic?
Yeah.
I guess.
Because that can do it with your clothes on.Right? So they could do it at the exhibition.
Yeah.
And you're the only one that sees through the screen, right?
Right.
So no one's going to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, I mean, even the girl, like, it'll be like a real porn star or whatever. And they can just do the scan and it's like...
There's going to be weird intellectual property rights or weird, like, image usage rights. It's like, that looks a little bit too much.
Yeah, for、like. Sure. For sure. You have to、yeah. get the permission. You have to...
But you could make it look really close, but not be exact, right?
Yeah.
It'll be
actually,
like weird technicalities.
Actually, I was talking to my art professor when I went to interview him.、Mm. We were talking about that kind of stuff exactly because he was saying、there was a court case in Japan where その child porn あるじゃない?だ子供のポーンなんだけどそれがなんか70年代だからなんかすごく古いものでそれを克明に絵にした人がいるんだってコンピューターのソフトを使ってでそれはもう写真ではないじゃん事実としてただ本人が特定できるレベルだから本人の許可なしにはやっぱりそれを売ったり買ったりしてはいけない
That seems way better than the Michael Jackson method
What is the Michael Jackson method?
Like, didn't they discover that Michael Jackson had all these... I mean, this... I don't know if this is confirmed. They're denying it, but supposedly some source said that inside Michael Jackson's...
Oh, like porn and stuff, right?
Mansion, he had child porn, but it was like child... It was like kids' faces, like, pasted onto adults' bodies...In order to like get around the child porn law, because the kid's body isn't naked.
Yeah.
So it's like adult naked bodies and just like the kids' faces on them.
Okay. That's kind of better, no? Because the body is not real. Like,
Why
it doesn't
is that?
Belong to a
Why is that child. Better though? What do you mean by better?
Like, I don't know.
What does better mean in this context?
Well, it's like, if it was me, like if I was the object, then that's
is
better.
Is that what we're talking about though?
I don't know. Anyway, so the point was that it's complicated, you know, now
well,
with
yeah,
all the technology,
I it's complicated.
It's very complicated. And だからどこまで許可を取らなくちゃいけないとかね どこまで本人のコンセントが必要になるとか、
mm.
そういうのが法律は追いついてないわけだから当然だからそれは今後ちょっと難しいなんかグレーゾーンが多すぎて、
right.
黒か白かはっきりできないから
well, yeah, the weird thing about VR is you can there's no laws of physics really、mm. right?
yeah
I mean you can just create anyoneAnd you can create as many of them as you want.
Yeah.
You can create, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can recreate some famous museum, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you recreated some famous museum. Now all these people are coming to your famous museum. You're only charging them, like 50 yen to get in.
Yeah.
To go to the real museum, you got to get on a plane and you got to fly over there and you got to pay like 5,000 yen at the door or something. So all these people are coming to your museum in VR to just like look at this. I mean, it's super HD. It looks completely real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like all kinds of weird opportunities.
And all the painters are dead anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like really
painters
weird.
Painters are generally dead.
That's so not true, but if it's like Louvre or something, yeah, they're all dead.
Right?
Yeah. There, if it's modern art museum, it's
more
likely that they're still
like,
alive.
It's more prestigious if you're dead, somehow.
In
it's
art
more...
and music, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's, now it's rare, right? Because he can't recreate this anymore.
Mm.
So it's like...
Right.
Yeah.
The supply is cut off.
Yeah. 急にすごい貴重な。
Yeah, so the death is factored into the economy.
Right.
In a strange way.
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. Yeah. Have you heard about all this gambling stuff that's going on in video games now?
No.
Supposedly, a lot of people that are playing online video games, well, in the games, they're, like, selling skins that, like, makes your gun look cool or something. And it costs money.
Okay.
But they set up this weird thing where you can gamble. Like, if you pay $40, then you might win the skin for the AK-47 that costs $4,000.
Ah, gacha gacha みたいなやつ、日本で言うと。Ah, 課金制の。
Well, sort of. It looks more like a slot machine, but
Right.
Yeah.
まあ、同じようなコンセプトだよね。
Yeah. Except for them, it doesn't cost them anything to give you this thing.
Yeah.
right?
それは本当に不思議だけど、それもさ、やっぱ脳の報酬系のことだと思わない?
Supposedly, this industry is hitting the billions of dollars.
でしょうね。日本もそうだもんね。課金制めちゃくちゃ儲か、まあ儲かるに決まってるよね。だって別に、実際のものを売ってるわけじゃないか。
The amount of money people are spending for things that are virtual,
yeah,
is already unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we have this weird sort of parallel universe.This virtual universe、
right.
that has items in it that have value、
yeah.
that are sort of kept track of by this maintained world, this virtually、
yeah.
maintained world. And so it's, I don't know, there's、this gambling、game thing、that was busted recently. Supposedly the people that came up with that whole gambling for skins thing, they were making YouTube videos showing themselves winning it.
Oh.
And then those YouTube videos were getting millions of views and people were like, oh shit, we should like do this. And they never disclosed that they created the company that runs the whole gambling thing.
そういうことか。もう完全にステマってことだよね。
It's pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, but the fact that that's like big news is also big news. That we're getting deep in this virtual stuff.
Nah.
Is it immoral to buy a prostitute in virtual reality? If you can have, if you can, so、
What?
Like the game that you did, right? or the, VR that you did, where you have sex, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't know how to create your own sex worker or sex person to have sex with, right?
Yeah.
So the way people would sell you sex in VR is, I guess, I'm assuming, sort of the same way. There might be like prostitutes in VR that you would have to pay for.
Oh.
Right? The same way that you have to unlock a character in a video game or something.
Right. I don't know if that would happen. I don't know, because I feel like...
Of course it'll happen. If people are going to spend that much money to make their AK-47 look different, well, they're going to spend money to make their sex partner.
I don't know. What I mean is that I don't know if that's going to be prostitution. It's more like porn star. Because you don't actually have physical contact with your clients.
Well, in the virtual world, you do.
But I mean physical, like in reality.
Yeah. Well, the like, girl in VR isn't even a real girl, I'm saying, at all.
Oh,
completely virtual. The girl in VR, it's okay. Just like, it's just like a bonus item.
Okay.
It's like an in-app purchase.
Okay.
It's
yeah, just do whatever you want, right?
Oh,
it's just like punching a stripper in Grand Theft Auto. Like,
right,
is
exactly,
that okay?
Exactly. So if people in VR, are there no laws? Are there no rules at all in VR?
For now, yeah, sure. But
right now, there's zero.
But,
right?
But with games, they do, right? Like, 例えばなんかイギリスかどっかが出したさ、もうとにかく人に拷問しまくるゲームとかって、結局出てすぐバンされちゃう。わけじゃん。あまりにもちょっとあのグロすぎるし、目的がもう人を痛めつけることだけに特化してるから、だからまあそういう風になっていくんじゃないの結局。
But if VR becomes indistinguishable from reality and we don't have any laws,
yeah,
that's gonna get really wild, right?
Yeah, for sure. だから国によってはちょっと先回りして法規制作っちゃうとこもあるんじゃないの、ドローンの時みたいにさ、まあ日本は先回りっていうのは絶対ないと思う。
Isn't it also weird if we when we make the first law in the VR world, isn't it getting really weird? Or is
yeah,
it?
For, well,
but what?
It's kind of like the conventional games, no? Because we have that already.
What do you mean?
Like these rules that, you know, it can't be too cruel. It can't be, I don't know. But then
but I mean,
now
within,
we have to take.
Within the game.
Oh, within the game.
Within the game. The government in the VR. Is making
what?
Laws.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, that's just...
We don't have any laws inside VR right now, right?
Right. Well...
Right? And it would be
almost... I mean, you can't do what the game doesn't allow you to do, right?
Yeah, but you can make games allow you to do anything, right?
If you're just a user, you can't, right?
Right.
If you're a developer, yes.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So in Grand Theft Auto, you can run over a grandma or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we create a VR world where large numbers of people start to inhabit it.
Oh, and then they make a government for some reason?
Can at some point, is it not okay to like walk over and club some other player in the head? Because his items have real value in the real world.
Yeah, but I mean, can't the developer just ban it? Like, program it so that you can't hit a grandma with a golf club? Like, why do you need to set up a
But that's a law.
Rule?
That's a law in the VR world.
Right.
When the programmer...
But we already have that, though, in, like, Biohazard or any... Like, you can't shoot a partner. You can kill zombies, but you can't, like, shoot at your partner and kill him because that just... You can try it, but that just doesn't happen, right? So, it's not going to be the same.
You think we're going to do that?
Do what?
Make rules like that in VR? They won't be universal, though, right? I'm just saying, like, the virtual world, in its essence, is lawless. Completely lawless, right?
Right, but you can say the same thing with games, though. But then they still have these rules, and you don't even think about it because it's like, of course you can't shoot your partner and the partner can't die, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can't keep like a zombie dog as a pet in the game, or I don't know, like,
yeah.
So it's not going to be these like invisible rules that are set by the developer and you don't even feel it because it's just intuitive almost.
I don't think so.
No.
I think that the VR world is going to be about abolishing these boundaries about what we're allowed to do or what can happen or what physics is even, you know? Because you can make anything. There doesn't have to be ground to stand on.
Then what's the point of coming up with laws? If you deliberately took away these rules, then why do you want to come up with laws?
Well, everyone's going to do something different. There's going to be an infinite number of different virtual realities you can inhabit. But
right.
It's not like there's going to be some governing body that sets rules on all of the virtual realities.
No.
I'm saying that at some point in the future, you can be a normal person and you can put a thing on your head and all of a sudden it's okay for you to walk over and like stab someone.
Right.
Even it could be a completely simulated reality like this one.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's going to be this weird thing where...
Because it's so close to reality, like, is it okay?
Well, because it's illegal in our reality, people
right.
may try to create that experience
right.
in VR.
Well, I mean, that's what right? we have with Grand Theft Auto now, right? But we don't really think about the morality here because it's not... It's a character. Yeah.
GTA.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be. でもそこまでリアルじゃなくてもバンされてるゲームがあるわけだからね。すでに。
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be like, oh, you can basically do anything. Like you can rape women, you can have sex slaves, and you can, I don't know, like stab whoever, like stab
right.
babies. You know, it's
no,
like...
No, I think people are going to be out stabbing babies all over the place. They're just going to be like a machine that just makes millions of babies that are just ready to be stabbed. I think, you know, it's just, you know, how should I say this? So the question of if you could do anything, what would you do? Right?
Right.
And people tend to answer this, well, first of all, I would fly to Paris and then I would have this huge library all to myself. You know, there's like the way we think about if you could do anything, that question, you realize that your answer, or even my answer, the answers that we can come up with are limited by the laws of physics.
Right.
And really, if you could do anything, maybe I would just... teleport into the ocean and then turn into a sea cucumber just to see what that's
right.
like. You know,
right.
there's, but even that is constrained by my perceptions of what reality is, right?
Yeah.
VR is going to challenge the imagination just because it asks that question. If you could do anything, what would you want to do? And at first it's going to start with really earthly ideas. It's going to start with really conservative ideas. And then people
right.
will slowly realize, wait a second, if you could do anything, right? And that really challenges, like, you really realize, like, oh, wow, anything. What is that? What's within anything rather than what we're familiar with, right?
Right. I guess so. But I mean, even with VR, you still wouldn't know what it would be like to be a sea cucumber because you're still a human. So, you know,
maybe
anything is has a limit too.
But if in VR I wanted to just fly, you know, 20,000 kilometers straight up.
Right.
And then stretch my arms to the ends of the universe, I could do that in VR. I don't know what would happen. But you know what I mean? Like, there's weird stuff that we don't even consider.
Yeah. I guess so. But then if you think about that, then the immoral things that you can do compared to this anything, the immoral things that you could do is limited.
Very limited, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Very uncreative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we already have that here.
It's like, let's make a list of illegal shit. And then let's just carry out those experiences.
Yeah.
But so I think that, you know, that
probably won't be that big of a deal.
Mm.
Because it's probably completely manageable.
Did you see the video of sea creatures that are like virtual sea creatures that are made out of blocks? I don't know how to explain this video. It's a very strange video. But some researchers did this study, and supposedly they have some evolving algorithm for how these things move.
Mm-hmm.
So the virtual sea creature has to learn how to move.
Okay.
And so they would make it in different shapes, and then it would try to swim.
Okay.
And
that's so cute.
It looks very weird.
Is it cute?
I think you would like it.
Okay.
Do you want to see it?
I will watch it if you tell me. What is it called?
なんて打てば出てくるの?
YouTube でしょ?
Yeah. I don't even know what
search terms.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll find it, but yeah.
Okay. Maybe you can post it on Twitter.
The movement is like really realistic. Even though they kind of look like they're made of Legos or something.
Right.
The movement is like, wow, that is exactly how a jellyfish moves.
Huh.
Like, your brain recognizes it. If you've seen the real animals,
and then
you see this, you're like, huh, that's like, the thing itself doesn't look convincing at all.
Right.
But its movement is so convincing that it's like, this looks real.
Huh.
It's bizarre.
変なの。 だ結構何でも可愛く見えちゃうんだよね人間ってと思わない？
だからそれはやっぱり What's the weirdest one you think?
Like
ダイオウソクムシとか
No, I mean no, like non-life things like ルンバとかさ何でも可愛く見えちゃうじゃん、だから本当に人工知能ってなって人間の見た目とか子供の見た目とかなったらやっぱり
But ルンバ looks like an animalA little bit, right? It has whiskers. And
what?
They move. Like, coming out of the front, it has little, like, brushes.
You call it whiskers? Oh, my God. I call it brush.
I thought it is whiskers.
I call it brush.
Doesn't it use those to, like,
I mean,
detect?
It's kind of loud, and it's just round. I don't think it looks like an animal at all. But still, you get attached to it. Like, aw. Somehow, I don't like Siri. Like, Siri annoys me. Like, I'm so not attached to Siri.
You're not even, like, neutral. You actually don't like Siri.
I don't like Siri.
Does Siri care?
No.
No.
And that doesn't help. this is something that I realized recently. I only say mean things to Siri. I barely use Siri.
What kind of mean things are you saying?
Well, you're boring. Like, I don't know. My husband recently got iPhone 6S or something. I don't even know how to call it now. But Siri is just, I don't know. Like, she makes a lot of mistakes and she's very boring. And she says things that really annoys me. Like,
そこまで? Isn't it designed to be a pleasurable...
I don't think she's supposed to be pleasurable. Like,
but certainly not offensive, right?
Not offensive, but very, like, condescending in a weird way. Or just this, I'm this beyond being type of
it's kind of
vibe that she has.
You feel like she's being condescending. You feel a little bit inferior? You have an inferiority complex?
No, because she makes a lot of mistakes. But
if Siri was
like,
what
Siri... Like, I always say, like, play this music or something.
Yeah.
And she always says, my Siri somehow always says, who? Me? And I'm like, no. I'm like, what? She always says that. Who? Huh. Me? And that's just so annoying to me. Like, you... This egotistic thing. I don't know.
태 가 이거네.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 태는 호가 진짜 이. Because 태 is.
Have 태 on your phone, it wouldn't do shit.
No.
But
at least 태 didn't have this condescending vibe.
Mm.
You know, like, oh, like, I'm not gonna, like, if you say 시모네다, then I'm not gonna reply to you. Like, you know, this kind of, this like secretary, like, I don't know. I just, yeah, it's so weird that I have
Why
this weird emotion about her.
It's weird that you have any emotion about Siri.
But it's in my phone, and I have a close relationship with my phone, right? So.
오픈이 쓰레바 이자 Siri.
오픈이 시나이 데모 호보 쓰가테나이 네케도네. So it's like I don't know where this is coming from, but when I decide to use it, then it never really works.
You know, when we talk about Siri, people get annoyed because. Siri starts to respond.
Oh, hey Siri.
ダメだよ。
iPhone 6以降だよね。充電してなくても、あの、hey Siri に反応しちゃうってそう。私のはだって反応しないもん。充電してる時じゃないと。
Did you see that picture with Mark Zuckerberg at his off or at
with a tape over his camera? Yeah.
So he, yeah. No,
it's
I think
like,
you.
Oh my
you
god!
Me
even
that,
even Mark Zuckerberg is teething the webcam.
But I think about that when, you know, people have this like the Siri thing for it to respond. The microphone has to be turned on all the time.
Yeah, あのだって Google 今月来月先月なんか問題になってたよね。あのその voice recognition のあのをオンになってると。それに実際話しかける前後がなんかよくわかんないけどとにかく会話が録音されていて、それが Google 側に蓄積されてるみたいな、
right.
でそれを Voice Recognition に使ってる、それの精査に使ってるって言ってるんだけど、いやいや録音しないでよみたいな思う人もいるじゃん、ちょっと怖いみたいな。だから、確かに自分が持ち歩いてる電話にずっと盗聴されてるっていうのはちょっとやだよね、やっぱり、ちょっとというか結構やだよね。I don't know. Anyway, あれだよね。文字起こしのテキストが今今月先月ぐらいから毎週土曜日の朝に定時で出ることに、仕組みにしたんだよね。
うん。
今までちょっとなんかバラバラだったんだけど。
Yeah, the idea is by Saturday.
土曜日の朝までには出るようになってる。そうなので。
morning ish。
Yeah.
Yeah.
だいたいそれぐらいには出るようにしてるので。
Because if you don't know when it's coming out, it's kind of hard to.
そうだね。
Follow,
なので、
so.
ぜひあの文字起こしのテキストをチェックしたい方は、iPhone。Mac、Android のアプリから購入できますのでよろしくお願いします。月額240円で全部のテキストが読み放題っていうのをやってますので、ぜひ。あとすでに購読してくれてる人も本当にありがとうございます。
Thank you.
自転車操業なのですごく助かります。あとは Amazon で、ファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナーをあと多分2週間ぐらいかな、ギリギリ、まあ1週間ぐらいまではアマゾンで売ってるので、ぜひあのこの機会にお願いします。それ以降ちょっとしばらく抜けて、まあ多分来月以降とかかな、ちょっとまだ分かんないんだけど、あの今バイリンガルニュースのサイトを作ってるのでそこで販売することにします。あとマイケルが作った LINE スタンプ、バイリンガルニュースで検索すると出てきますので、ぜひ猫星人スタンプ、
使いづらい、
使いづらいやつ使いどころがなかなか難しい結構トリッピーなやつ、すごい可愛いのでぜひ。あと何かあったっけ、
Facebook、
ね、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やっていますのでよろしくお願いします。質問は Twitter でしてもらえると助かります。
140
文字で答えれそうなものなら、うん、はい、
以上です。
終わりです。バイ。
はい。